Beth Foley is Dean of Utah State University's College of Education and Human Services. She knew during the planning process that she wanted to do something unique as a way of introducing the public to the new center, so she arranged for a London street dancer to come for the opening ceremonies.
Chris Fonseca, he happens to be deaf, but he had a passion for dance, and he became a professional dancer and choreographer. It's a story of empowerment and drive and not letting limitations get in the way of your dreams.
On Thursday, Foley, Fonseca, and a number of dignitaries will gather to celebrate the grand opening of what Foley describes as an interdisciplinary facility.
So we do a lot of work with individuals who have a variety of disabilities, and our focus is always on helping people maximize their talents and be fully included in the community.
With full underground parking, the Sorensen Center features specialized classrooms, an advanced nursing simulation lab, hydrotherapy pool, a speech-language clinic, memory clinic, a hearing and balance clinic, and behavioral health services.
It's set up for tele-intervention, so we can provide services to people in really remote and rural areas over the computer.
And there's a teaching kitchen, as well as a cafe named Beth's Bistro. That's right, in honor of Dean Foley.
Which was not my idea, but there it is. And there's a beautiful garden in the center of the building where people can go and relax.
The public is invited to view the new facility and attend the gala opening Thursday in Logan. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.